Sound rolling?
Roll camera.
Camera rolling.
15 Delta, take one, mark.
Brent.
Hold it.
Hold the car. Action.
Brewster Brickabrack has been reported to have left.
James Vincent Sato, my title is producer. In 10 words or less, expedite all aspects of the film's production. I had the opportunity to meet Herschel through a horror convention that I was a part of. We became pretty fast friends pretty quickly, to the point where I was soon his entertainment business manager. I had grown up watching late night television, Universal horror films. Back in the day, I mean, you couldn't really get away with a lot. So to actually see entrails and see blood flowing and realistically done for its time, it was an epiphany to me. And I kind of fell in love with that sort of film. Horror is a way for us to release anxiety, where we can either sit and watch, read, and face the fears that are within us. Sets like this tend to lend themselves to creative input. It's something that I personally like to see. I don't care what a person's position is. If somebody has a creative suggestion, I would like to hear it.
You gotta be kidding, Helen. I'm not going down to the basement.
Don't need you to go down there for long. Just take a quick look.
Why don't you go down there?
My name is Ashley Godick. My role is key makeup, effects, and hair. I do beauty and gore. I was trained professionally in Toronto at a makeup school. I do take pride in a lot of my detail and the little things that most people wouldn't really think about. I'll look at it from a perspective of how the body would move or how it would work or angles and lighting. I'm not doing the same thing over and over again. It gives me a chance to expand on my creativity and create something that you wouldn't normally create on a day-to-day basis.
It's Dave Trainer. I'm the special makeup effects designer for Blood Mania. Blood and guts kind of guy. Because, you know, I seen a movie years ago called Tales of Terror, and they had a little devil doll in it. It's a Karen Black movie. And I seen that creature and I thought it would be the devil doll, life size. So that was kind of inspiration. I've always liked this movie. It was called Red Dragon. It was the third or something in the Science of Lambs. And there's a burn makeup there in Gary Oldman. And I think that's really good. And Dick Smith stuff, like little Big Man. And any of his Exorcist and all that stuff, I really like it. More of the old school guys. They're so varied all the time that I really don't have any signature. I have a certain style that looks like a certain style in sculpting, but everything else is kind of it's pretty similar stuff. But it's a sculpting probably that mostly makes me different. You can ruin a makeup just through lighting and that sort of, and editing. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on these things and they come and you watch them on the show and they're cut so quick you can't even make out what's going on. And then lighting can ruin a makeup if the lighting's not right and everything. When I went to art college in 82, I seen a movie called American Werewolf in London, and then I seen Alien, the first Alien, and then also when I was in art college, I seen somebody gave me a book called Fangoria, and I think it was issue number 8, and I seen that and I said, oh, people make a living doing this, so I kind of said, let's give it a whirl. And then actually at that point too, I also entered a contest in Fangoria, and I won, and then at that point I just kept getting called for it.
I'm Herschel Gordon Lewis, and I am the director of the movie Blood Mania. What I bring to a set is showmanship. What makes a film a Herschel Gordon Lewis film is that the concept becomes paramount over acting talent or props on the set or some of the peripheral aspects. We want the people who see this movie to say, hey, I was entertained. And that's a Herschel Gordon Lewis movie. It's a great pleasure to look back at some of the old stuff that I shot when I wasn't the least bit certain whether anybody would ever pay to look at it. You see, that's the ultimate compliment. Going back to Blood Feast, we had almost no technology. We were using 35 millimeter movie cameras, which at the time were big and bulky, and it limited what we could do in terms of the technical aspect. Today, we can shift around and move around, and for that matter, we also have availability of effects that were not available then. I'm very pleased to be working with a Calgary group because we have a combination here of enthusiasm and talent. I've seen talent all over the world, and occasionally I run into enthusiasm. But maybe it's because this has not been a major production center, and my prediction is it will be. The Canadian crew tends to try to give the director a little more than he's asked for. I do appreciate more than I ever thought I would the differential between the Canadian crew and the American crew. In the future, I hope to accomplish making movies until they put me in a box and put the box in the ground. And I don't expect to see on the tombstone he made movies. But I do expect people who have known me to say, hey, this guy kept going until the very end.
We had no problem. We're going to start on the candle.
Yeah, okay. So if I have it, and then you pop one in, I want to go say goodnight to the kids.
Well, you can give me then half a line.